Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. I'm usually motivated by things that bring me pleasure and the least pain. In Jude 1:17-19, it says, "But you, my dear friends, must remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ said. They told you that in the last times there would be scoffers whose purpose in life is to satisfy their ungodly desires. These people are the ones who are creating divisions among you. They follow their natural instincts because they do not have God's Spirit in them. What is my purpose in life? I do not mean what is my academic purpose, but what is my God-given purpose? The answer to this question is critical, for one day I will be judged upon that purpose. Jesus told the people that if they wanted to be his disciples, they must pick up their crosses and daily follow him. The cross was Jesus' purpose, the reason he came to be a human and die. He was so focused on this purpose that nothing could stop him. In fact, not long before Jesus was going to the cross, he prayed and asked God if there was any other way. There was not. So Jesus pressed on to accomplish what God put him on earth to accomplish. Satan works overtime trying to get Jesus into the fleshly desires. Satan tried again and again to get him to abandon his purpose. Satan was no match for Jesus, though, and he should be no match for us who are in Christ Jesus. In most cases, people are deceived into believing that their lives are about staying alive until they die. In most cases, people's goals have to do with self, not with the plans of God. In most cases, without even trying, people render themselves useless to the King and his purposes, because to achieve the purposes they were created to achieve, they must stay focused on the goal, even when the masses around them are trying to get them to loosen up and live for the moment. Those who live their lives with the goal of having no regrets set their sights on a very important purpose. God created them to fulfill this purpose. Years ago, it became popular to talk about a God who did not make humans with specific purposes. In fact, it became popular to talk about doing whatever you like, whatever brought you the most joy, whatever fulfilled you the most. Supposedly, God would just bless your activities as long as you loved him and wanted his name to be known. I'm not certain what thousands of martyrs throughout history would say of such a philosophy. To follow what is right, you must expose what is evil. When you expose evil, evil fights back. In the Bible, the majority is usually wrong, and truth can never be dictated by the masses. This is Thinking Aloud with Dave Wager and the Relate365.com leadership team on the campus of the NicolaiBibleInstitute.org.